Welcome back to the Roundtable. DromFest, the 90s indie rock festival in Catskill, New York, hosted by Dromedary Records, will hold its 2025 edition over Labor Day weekend at the Avalon. Friend of the Roundtable, Will Hermes, spoke with Dromedary Records founder Al Crisafulli. Hermes is a regular contributor to NPR, The New York Times, Rolling Stone, and Pitchfork. He's the author of Lou Reed, The King of New York. Crisafulli established Dromedary Records in the fall of 1992 with the goals of simultaneously being an outlet for independent rock bands to remain independent and to bring a resource for indie rock fans to find great music. Again, this year's DromFest is taking place over Labor Day weekend in Catskill, New York. Take it away, Will.
Hey, Al, it's great to get on a mic with you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
I want the whole story. I want to hear about Dromedary Records and about how the fest came about. But Dromedary started a while back. Like, you were, was it in the early 90s in Jersey?
Yeah. Our first record came out in 1993. You know, we've been sort of at it ever since in one degree or another. We had a little hiatus in the early 2000s. And it's, aside from that, it's been pretty much gung-ho.
Wow. What was the first record you released?
So the first thing we did was a compilation of New Jersey bands called Nothing Smells Quite Like Elizabeth. So that was, you know, mostly a forgettable thing, you know, sort of a first shot out of the gate. And but it was fun to do. And you know, we kind of got the bug. It was my wife and I who did it. We were just kids in our 20s who wanted to run a record label.
Right on. And as a kid in the outer boroughs of Queens, getting over to New Jersey occasionally, like, my knowledge of the Jersey indie rock post-punk punk scene was centered around Maxwell's and the Hoboken scene. Were you connected to that, to Maxwell's?
Well, we did a lot of shows at Maxwell's, and we spent a lot of time at Maxwell's. We also spent a lot of time in Lower Manhattan at places like Under Acme and Continental and CB's you know, back in the day. But it was really Maxwell's. And then there was another venue in Hoboken then called Live Tonight, which did a lot indie rock and post-punk and that sort of stuff.
Where was that?
It was right on Washington Street in Hoboken.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, okay. Yeah. And I think it's a meat markety kind of bar now. You know, it's been gone for a long time, but it was good. Husker Du played there.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a cool spot at a time.
Right. Yeah, I know Bob. Bob definitely did a lot of stuff at Maxwell's, yeah, too. The late, sure, lamented Maxwell's. But now we have all this action in the Mid-Hudson Valley. So listeners to WAMC are really treated to a bounty of bands, young and, sure, old, at a lot of venues. And you moved up here when?
2019, yes, to Kingston. You know, it's something that had been sort of in the works for a long time, and actually is indirectly related to Maxwell's, in that we're big fans of the Feelies.
Yes,
you know, when the Feelies played, when Maxwell's was around, they would do a weekend run at Maxwell's. And then when Maxwell's closed, they sort of, I don't want to say floundered around, but they, you know, struggled to find where's their new home going to be. And so they would do these weekend shows, and they would do one in Brooklyn and one in Jersey and that sort of thing. And one year they did one show in Brooklyn and one in Kingston. And we, at the time, my wife and I were living out in the boonies in Western New Jersey, and going to Brooklyn was like a nightmare. And so we said, you know, what's this Kingston? Let's go there and see them there instead. And so we drove up to Kingston to a place called BSP Lounge, which was a casualty of the pandemic, but was a great, yes, venue in Kingston. And we fell in love with the place. And so, you know, that was sometime after 2013 when Maxwell's closed. So that's, that kind of got us looking at Kingston as a place to go after we left Jersey.
Right on. And shout out to BSP, specifically Mike Amari, the guy who was running that place with a great team.
Yeah. Well, Mike, Mike is one of the best and it's super dedicated to music in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, still doing some great work. He booked Opus 40 last season, and just anything that his name is attached to is going to be good. He's a musician too, right?
Yeah.
So you moved up to Kingston, and just for, I know we're dropping a lot of names here, but just for people to who might not know the Feelies, great band out of Hoboken, came up in the late 70s in the tail end of the CBGB scene, and just still one of the greatest post-punk indie rock bands. They put out a recent record that had a, I think it was all live Velvet Underground covers.
Yep.
And fantastic. Some of them as good as the originals. And I say that as a person.
I'd be flattered to hear that. But
I say that as a person who's listened to the Velvet Underground a little bit.
That kind of Feelies fan as well. So it's, I love that record.
Word. Okay. So Dromfest is going to be this August 29th through 31st up in Catskill. It's the third edition. Tell me about the genesis of it. How did the festival come about?
So the first year we did this was 3 years ago, and it was Dromedary's 30th birthday. And we wanted to have a party, but we were kind of new in the Hudson Valley. And so, after having been in New Jersey for 25 years, I was a little bit concerned about, if I have a party, is anybody going to come? So we decided to make it more of a celebration of indie rock in general. And we reached out to a lot of friends and called in a lot of favors and wound up having this great 3-day lineup of bands that included Young Woo and Das Damen and Antietam and Sleepyhead. And it was a great time. And there were enough people who asked, would you do it again next year, that we did it again last year. And then it sort of mushroomed into what it is now, which is, a multi-venue kind of thing that spans 3 days in Catskills. And we try and get a lot of different, local merchants and local folks involved and just have a great party for a weekend.
Right on. And I completely asleep at the wheel. I think I was out of town for one of them, but I managed to miss both of them despite looking at the lineup longingly. This year, I will not make that mistake. So I wanted to ask you about the lineup, but I also wanted to ask you just about Catskill, because the connection with Catskill is super interesting to me. All sorts of stuff has been bubbling up there for a while. And there's a club in particular, which some listeners might not be familiar with, called the Avalon Lounge, which like a place called Tubby's in Kingston is kind of like a classic old school, not unlike Maxwell's really, bar that presents music in a back room and is really punching above its weight, to use a boxing metaphor, in terms of the acts that it's bringing in. It'll bring in international acts.
Sure.
And certainly the best, some of the best American acts that might be playing down in the city, and they'll just pop up to Catskill for a show. Yeah. How did that connection with the Avalon come about?
So the Avalon is kind of it's really a gem in the middle of the, Upper Hudson Valley there. It's just a great spot. It's run by two just lovely people. It's very, very similar to Maxwell's. That's a great comparison in that they have the front room where you can eat. There's an upstairs lounge. Maxwell's had a front lounge and then there's the back room with the live music, and it's just a great place. The food is fantastic. It's great Korean fusion food. That's great.
I've eaten it and can co-sign. Yeah,
they're very, very welcoming to artists, and that may be because the owner, and I think this is something that the Avalon has in common with Tubby's, is that they're artists themselves, and so they understand kind of what's important to a traveling band, you know, to musicians. What are the kinds of things that, you know, how do you treat them? And so because they treat artists well and people come to the shows, it's turned into a really cool spot there. And Catskill, the town, has kind of blossomed around it, which is really neat. There's all sorts of cool little spots to go and hang out in Catskill. So it's a perfect place for Dromfest.
Yeah, it's kind of the same way that Kingston blossomed around BSP, and how generally, you know, how Hoboken blossomed around Maxwell's. People want to live around places that have a thriving cultural life. You know, I think we're seeing that in Catskill, you know, kind of at the early part of the arc right now. I mean, the Avalon's got a packed calendar literally every month of the year. So yeah, folks who like rock or just experimental, interesting music of all sorts should keep an eye on that calendar. So correct me if I'm wrong, but was the first year of the festival just in the Avalon? Because it's kind of a small space.
So the first year we actually did the first day at Tubby's in Kingston. And then we moved the weekend to the Avalon, and we went back and forth between the Avalon and Left Bank Ciders, which is a cool little cidery, essentially right across the parking lot from the Avalon. So what we did was during the day, we had the sets work so that one band would play at Left Bank outside on the patio, and then the next band, when they were done, the next band would play inside at the Avalon. And we went back and forth like that, which made the logistics of getting, you know, 18 or 20 bands, full sets and that sort of thing, it made the logistics work better, because one band could be setting up and you know, checking sound while the other band was playing. And
perfect.
Yeah, it was great. And people just walked back and forth. And so we've sort of done it that way since. Also incorporated other venues into the weekend and other types of performances. So now we have poetry readings, and we have a film screening, so there's all sorts of stuff going on.
Oh, fantastic. And that's going to be the arrangement for this year.
Yes, yes.
The lineup is phenomenal. So maybe let's talk about some of the bands.
Sure.
Will Hermes speaking with Al Crisafulli about Dromfest at the Avalon in Catskill, New York, August 29th through the 31st.
I'm excited that Skrull is going to be back, but maybe let's start the first night, which is Friday, 29th. One name I'm familiar with, Sunburned Hand of the Man.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could listen to a little bit of them, and then you could tell us about them.
Sure.
Sunburned Hand of the Man. Tell us about them.
They're really cool, interesting, sort of psychedelic flavored, lots of improvisation, you know, it's kind of a large group. I think there's 8 people in that band, I know them because one of the gentlemen that plays guitar, Ron Schneiderman, and I go back 30 years. He used to run an independent music distributor that distributed Dromedary's catalog back in the 90s. And
wow.
So we've sort of stayed in touch all of these years. This year, what was interesting is Roger Miller from Mission of Burma is doing this
great
this,
Boston post-punk band.
Yeah, he's doing this wildly experimental thing that he calls solo guitar ensemble, where he basically surrounds himself with 5 different guitars and plays all of them. And so he was interested in playing Dromfest this year. So we asked if he would be willing to open the whole thing. So he's opening Friday night at the Avalon, and then it became, okay, well, we can get as weird as we want with Friday's music. So how about Sunburned as the headliner? And that worked out real well. And then we have Chris Brokaw. He's got a beautiful new record out called Ghost Ship, and he's going to play in between Roger and Sunburned, just a solo set. Chris is very involved. He's playing a couple different sets with a couple different bands at Drumfest this year, but it's going to be really cool to hear him play songs from his new album, because his new album is just gorgeous.
He's also a guitarist, yeah.
Yes, and actually played the drums in the band Codeine. So he's a guitarist and a drummer.
Oh, wow. The famous slowcore band, Codeine. So it sounds like Friday is going to be kind of like a spacey, slow, improv-oriented sort of ramp up to maybe some more energetic, punky stuff, Saturday and Sunday. And it's not, when are things starting up on Friday?
Friday, I think the doors open at 7. The musical start at 8. Friday is a day that a lot of the other performers are getting in, and we're getting them situated and all of that. And it's fun to do that while there's music playing, and everybody kind of greets each other, and it winds up setting the stage for the whole weekend, which is kind of a just a great positive sort of vibe.
And there'll be people coming in from downstate, people coming in literally from all over the country, including the bands. But I know this is on a bunch of people's essential festivals of the summer to catch. Let's talk about Saturday. Pretty big bill, and I love the band Skrull, have for many, many years, and you were talking about them earlier, so I want to listen to a little bit of Scrawl. Right, that was Skrull from Ohio. Columbus? Are they a
Yeah, they're from
Columbus-based
Columbus,
band?
yes, and just a great, great band, and wonderful people, and so it's great to have them involved the second time. They played last year and really tore the house down. They were outstanding live, so I can't wait to see them again.
They don't play very often, as far as I know.
No, and they when they do, they play in Ohio. They don't get out of town very often, and they're actually doing a little weekender, the weekend of Drumfest. So they have a show in Boston on Thursday night. What's that? The 28th, and then another one in the city in New York on Sunday night. So
Oh, excellent.
it's like an embarrassment of riches for people in the Northeast to get to see Skrull a couple of times.
I know they have a kindred artist in Kim Deal, who I believe is might also be from Columbus, somewhere in Ohio, in that area, who was in town. She did a great show last year up at the Bearsville Theater. But yeah, there are a couple of other bands that people might have heard of on Saturday's bill. Yola Tengo, famous New Jersey band, happens to be one of them. Kind of a late addition. Tell me about their jumping on the bill.
No, they're also wonderful people, and we've been, or I've been in touch with them since the very beginning, since the very first Drumfest. What happened was that first year, if you go back a couple of years, they had a tour scheduled, and Georgia had knee surgery, and they had to cancel the tour. And so I knew a lot of their bands that were on the first year of Drumfest, the first bill, are friends with Yola. So, bands like Young Woo and Speed the Plow and Antietam. So I just sent Ira an email and said, "Hey, I see that you had to cancel your tour. Why don't you come up and hang out for the weekend?" And since then, they weren't able to make it, but since then we've sort of gone back and forth about coming up. And this year I just said, "Why don't you come up and play?" And they, to my surprise, were happy to do it. So we sort of knew for a while that they would be playing, but we know what announcing Yo La Tengo in 130 capacity room like the Avalon, that would immediately sell out. So what we did was we held them off the bill to give fans of the other bands a little bit of time to buy tickets. And then announced Yola after tickets had sold for a while.
Smart and righteous approach.
It was their idea. They're all class, and I thought that that was really cool of them.
There are a lot of people from the New Jersey scene who have been present in the scene up here. In fact,
Yeah.
Ira and Georgia were DJing at Tubby's a few months ago, just turned up to play 45s. No admission. Who else is on the Saturday bill?
Matta Rose, an old New York City indie rock band, is playing.
Oh yeah, they
They
had a couple
play.
of records in the 90s that I loved.
They've actually been pretty consistently putting records out all of this time, and they played the first Drum Fest, and it was the first time that they had played together live as Matta Rose in about 10 years, and it was so much fun that they're going to come up and do it again. A band called Bunny Grunt, which is a really good sort of indie pop band from St. Louis. They're coming up to play, which is really neat. One that I'm super, super excited about is Beth Kaplan, who is from the band Salem 66, an old Boston post-punk band. And Beth is going to play a set of Salem 66 songs, and she's going to be joined by Chris Brokaw on guitar and Franklin Bruno on piano. Franklin is from the band The Human Hearts, but also probably best known from Nothing Painted Blue, which is another sort of 90s pop band. Franklin also plays guitar in Tsunami now, and so he's a
Right.
busy guy, and it's really cool to have him involved. This will be his third Drum Fest with the third different band. So
And a tremendous writer too, I should just
one of the best that we
mention.
have, I
Great
think.
music writers.
Yeah, I think one of the best songwriters we have is Franklin Bruno, and he's just a treasure. New Radiant Storm King from Boston,
Oh,
which
yeah.
another old indie rock band that their members have sort of gone on to other things, but it's great to have them. Vehicle Flips, which is another band from probably best known for their 90s output, but they're based up in Vermont now, and they'll be getting together to play this one. Lupo Chita, which is Chris Brokaw's new band, sort of a garage rock trio, which are a lot of fun. $500, which is actually my son's band, and it's that's really kind of cool to have them involved. They're based right in Kingston, New
Legacy.
York. Yeah, I mean, what's a little nepotism if you can't use it? What's good, right? What good is it? But they're actually really good, and it was really cool to be able to ask them to play, and they're actually going to open the music on Saturday. But then we're also doing a breakfast thing at Joust Cafe Joust, which is right on Main Street in Catskill, and that will have musical performance by the band Overheard, who is a dromedary band that's based in Kingston, and they're sort of a quieter band. And then we're also going to open the day with poetry readings from Annie Christain, Belle Cimek, and Karen Schomer, who's an outstanding local poet who will be putting a record out on Dromedary next month through September or October or something like that. So it's a jam-packed day, and we'll be at four different venues on Saturday, between the Avalon, Return Brewing, which is a new tasting room, a tap room right across the street from the Avalon, Cafe Joust, and Spike's Record Rack is where we're going to do all of the poetry readings. So that should be a fun day.
All right, so I'm looking at the clock. It looks like we're getting short on time. Sunday, real quick. I know I'm looking forward to seeing Rebecca Gates of the
That's going to be cool.
Spinanes.
Yes.
Who else is on the bill? Quick.
So we've got Das Damen headlining, and they're
Yes.
also going to have Phantom Tollbooth, which is an old noisy Homestead Records band that hasn't played in decades. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Wow. Cathedral Ceilings, which is a dromedary band, like a supercharged sort of power pop band. The Dam Builders, who have a new lineup that includes Brendan Canty from Fugazi and Claudia Chopek on violin and Sean Eden from Luna on guitar. Tyazetic Band, Boston post-punk sort of luminary. Mark Robinson from Unrest. Mark Robinson is going to play a full set of Unrest songs. French, who's an old New York City post-punk band. Fly Ashtray, who has been around for 30 years in New York, and this is going to be their first show out of New outside of New York City in forever. A local band called King in Yellow, who was kind of a goth sort of punk band based in Kingston. And we're going to open Sunday with a documentary film screening at the Avalon of Chris Wilch's Flipside, which is sort of a great documentary that centers around a record store in New Jersey. So Sunday's going to be a great day as well.
That's a beautiful film. Anybody who's ever loved spending time in record stores should see it. Anyway, Al, I'm so psyched that this is happening. I'm so glad to chat with you about it. August 29th through 31st, Drumfest in Catskill.
I hope
You'll
to
be
see
there.
as many people there as possible. Please come say hello. Stop, find me and say hi. I want to welcome everybody.
Right on.
Will Hermes and Dromedary Records' Al Crisafulli. To learn more about Dromfest at the Avalon in Catskill, New York over Labor Day weekend, visit dromedary-records.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.